Hold on now. What up, good people? We about to get this thing going. Yeah. Welcome to another episode of the Strategically Reckless Podcast. I am your host, Jay Brown, a.k.a. Mr. 710, a.k.a. your favorite foster dad. And we are glad that you are joining us once again. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Look. If you are easily offended, you're bad. But this is about to go down today. Oh, it's about to go down in a whole bunch of ways. I am not playing today. I got a lot to talk about. And we gonna get to it. I'm getting the TikTok crowd on in here. I want to thank everybody for tuning in via Instagram Live, Facebook Live, TikTok Live. Whether you're listening via Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is that you get your podcasts, we thank you for tuning in. Woo! What they say? Wee doggy! Oh, it's about to be a real one. What up, Bryce? Melissa. On tonight's show, we're going to get to the Super Bowl a little bit later. We're also going to talk about policy versus preference. We're going to talk about this Usher situation. We're going to talk about these folks who was thinking that they saw CeeLo last night and did not. And before we get out of here, we may get to some Valentine's Day etiquette. But what I will say, listen. I'm going to talk about a lot. Some of it's going to be a little controversial. And it's going to be all right. What up, Lolo? It's going to be a little controversial. But it's what I feel and what I've been dealing with. So if you are a little sensitive, stay tuned. You might learn something. You might figure out there's a reason behind it. And this might help. Frankie, what up, Rod? What up? But look, let me just go ahead and jump right into it. I'm only going to be on for a little bit over an hour, maybe less. What up, Terry? How you doing? But man, it's about to go down. I got to tell y'all this. First of all, I want to give a big rest in love to the big bowling homie, Chris Williams. He passed this past Saturday. And man, he helped me with the bowling, man. It's a good dude. Prayers up for his family and everything like that, man. It was tough bowling on Thursday when everybody finally was made aware of it. So, man, prayers up to his family. Sincere condolences to the Williams family. What up, Josh? But look, since last week every week, and what I want to tell you, you know, I am a foster dad. You know, we got two little girls, a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old. They are sisters, and have you ever given somebody a chance and you know better? You gave them a chance against your better judgment. And it wasn't just like, all right, I'm gonna loan this person some money, knowing that they ain't got it and they probably not gonna pay it back. But here's the deal. I sing to my girls every night. Sing them a good night song. It's the same song that my mom sang to me when my brother and I was younger. We got the same song. I don't sound great. I know my singing voice ain't all of that. I get it. And before I lay him down, I give him a little kiss on the forehead and tell him good night. Bam. One night, the 2-year-old decides to be like, ew. Oh, excuse me? Ew. She hit me with an ew. And so I'm like, wow, ew, is this what we doing? This is what we doing? Okay, bet. I ain't let it bother me. I wasn't going to let it deter the routine. Same tune the next night. She hit me with another ill the following night. I'm talking about right on cue, she hit me with an ill. And so the night after that, I'm like, listen, you ain't going to just keep ill with me. forget all that. I don't care that you two or not. And her sister was joining in too. That's what made it even worse. I didn't give her a kiss. I did say I didn't give neither one of them a kiss the next day, and they both looked at me crazy. Like, hold on, ain't you forgetting something? I'm not gonna get my opportunity to get out ill if you don't give me a kiss. No, I'm not gonna do that. This past Wednesday, I'm getting ready to go to the bowling alley, and I'm about to walk out the door. I'm not giving them no more kisses. It's over with. No more forehead kisses. You're done. I'm done getting ill because you're not going to do old Mr. Jason like that. You crazy. This is more for you, not for me. I'm just trying to show you a little love. But I'm getting ready to walk out the door, and she was like, Mr. Jason, touches her forehead. And she calling for it, and I'm thinking to myself, no, I shouldn't. Against my better judgment, I know I shouldn't. And sure enough, I was like, you know what? She's asking for it. Let me go ahead and... Mwah. Ew! I knew it. You know what? Ill to you. Ill to your little big head little sister. Ill to your whole family. All of y'all. All of y'all get on my nerves as a group. We're not doing that no more. And I knew better. I knew better. Ew! And she hit me with it. I almost said something real inappropriate. Like this shirt say, I sin responsibly. Don't judge me. Like, I almost said something real inappropriate just on the strength of you know enough to say ill. And so what I'm going to do is, I should say, if she knew more than 17 words, I would have got her. Oh, I would have got her. But she only knows 17 words, so it wouldn't matter. She wouldn't have understood anyway. Hey, I appreciate everybody for tuning in over there on TikTok. Y'all get a behind-the-scenes look at the recording of the Strategically Reckless podcast. We greatly appreciate everybody for tuning in. Please like and share. That would be dope. We greatly appreciate it. Everybody else that's listening on Instagram Live, Facebook Live, thank you, thank you, thank you for the likes and the shares. Y'all dope. As well as YouTube Live. Go ahead and like and share, rate 5 stars where you can. That was the cute version of the show. And now it's about to get a little dark. Because also since last week, my pops was in town. When my dad is in town, my brother and I, we always take him to a bowling alley. We go bowling, and this time we decided to go to a different place. Now, we usually go to Forest Park. We go to Fayetteville. Let's go to Fun Bowl in Henry County. Fun Bowl in Henry County, they got Youth League on Saturday mornings. That's fine. It don't take up the whole house. It's just 12 lanes that they have. The rest of the house is dedicated for parties and or open bowling, which is fine. When we got there, I got there first. It was about 11:38. They opened up at 11 o'clock. Hey, I would like to get a pair. The lady said it was, the lady being Cassie with a K, said that it was going to be a 35 to 45 minute wait. That's cool. Fine. That's fine. We'll wait. My dad and brother not here yet, so that's cool. When they pulled up, how long was the wait? It's going to be 35 or 45 minutes. Bet. That's cool. Put me on the list. They put me on the list, and we sat behind this old couple. Went down there and talked to my teammate. Her son bowls on that league out there, and I knew another kid that used to bowl in youth league over at Forest Park. So, no big deal. We watched them. We supporting them, talking to them while they bowling. Hour rolls by. They call my name. I go up there to ask for, all right, I'm ready. They try to give me one lane. Hold on. One lane. I didn't ask for one lane. I asked for a pair. If you got a pair available, I would love a pair. Please. Oh, well, a pair will be. We don't have a pair available right now. This is still, I'm still talking to Cassie with a K. Cassie with a K, how long for a pair? She tells me another hour or so. And I'm like, oh, so that's about what time the youth league finishes up? Yes. All right, cool. Now, here's the problem with the bowling scene in Georgia in general. The bowling alleys are far apart. It's not very, like, if you're in Henry County, that's the only one in Henry County. And then you got to go to Conyers, or you got, that's like Rockdale County. You got to go to different counties to get, they got one, pretty much one bowling alley per county. So you changing counties to go to the bowling alley. And I feel like the bowling centers know this. So they treat you as if they know this. Well, we decide we'll wait because we already out supporting the one kid, you know, the one kid that was still bowling. My teammate's son left. That's fine. So we wait. As some of the other youth bowlers are finishing up, I go up to the front counter and I ask another lady, hey, do we need to wait until the whole youth league is completely finished before you give out lanes down there? Amy Jones says yes. That's the other lady that was at the front desk. Amy Jones is at the front desk. I have been speaking with Cassie with a K. Amy Jones comes up and I'm like, all right, since we got to wait for the entire league to be finished, the entire youth league to be finished, that's fine. We'll wait. 20 minutes later, Amy Jones is putting people down on that lower end. And I'm trying to figure out, like, hold on, you didn't call anybody else. Like, I'm listening because I know that my name had been called. I should be on this list. It's six lanes open down on the low end. She tells me that the reason why we didn't give you a lane because they still need a buffer pair. Mm-mm. You told me that we had to wait until the league was completely finished. Now you're telling me it's a buffer pair. This looks funny. And I tell her it looks funny. And then she was like, well, I didn't even know your name was on the list. Well, how are you giving out lanes if you don't know who's on the list? Is this policy or is it preference? What's going on? But it gets worse. When I go back up, as I'm talking to her, she was like, well, you don't even have four people and you need at least four or more people to get a lane, to get a pair. Okay, you didn't tell me that, but that's fine. But here's where I have a problem. Tim and ES, who was bowling on the pair next to the buffer pair while the youth league was going on, it was just two of them. It was just two of them, Tim and ES. What makes it even worse is that Tim and ES bowled some games. And then when they got finished bowling some games, both of them went to go boo-boo, and then they came back and purchased four more games apiece. On top of that, as we walked down the bowling center, T-Bone and Bear, they have a pair. Just two of them. It's just the two of them. Also, you go down a little bit further, Poochie, Henny in second place, they got a pair. Come on, man. Now this looks funny. Is it policy or is it preference? Is it policy or is it preference? Because it looks funny. And when I tell Amy Jones that this looks funny, when I'm looking at people with less than four people, with pair, and not just one, not just two, but three different instances, you cannot make that make sense to me as somebody that you're telling that I can't get a pair because I don't have more than four people. Now, Amy Jones tells me, hey, I just got here, but that's policy. Well, your policy is not being enforced, Amy Jones. You just let these people come up here and pay for two more games. Amy Jones, make it make sense. Please make it make sense, Amy Jones. Because I can tell you that it looks funny, and when you look at me and tell me, oh, well, this is just kind of what's been happening, I got to do something about it. And I'm telling you that, hey, it looks funny that you're giving these people pairs that don't have what you're asking me for. And then you turn around and you're telling me that, oh, it's policy. And you're going to uphold the policy with me, but you know, you're not, no one's upholding the policy in this situation. In these other situations, it looks funny. And I'm not calling you racist, because I try not to do that, but I know how I feel when I feel it. I know how I feel when I feel it. I know what it looks like when I see it. Now, maybe that's not what you're doing. Maybe you just looked at me and saw me with my hat on backwards. You didn't see me come in with no bowling balls. You didn't see my brother come in with his bowling balls. You didn't see my dad come in with his stuff. I'm just a dude in there with a backwards hat on, unshaved, and just a strategically reckless t-shirt on. I don't look like anybody you know, anybody that you hang with. And so, this is way too difficult. Why is this shit so difficult? Youth League is over at this point, right? And we're having this conversation. Now, here's the thing. She can't tell me anything because what I'm looking at don't line up with what she's saying. You can't. I'm not out here getting loud, and I'm not out here acting all ethnic, probably what she's used to. She's used to acting like this towards people and having them get pissed off and then leave. And now she don't have to deal with it. You don't got that to fall back on. I'm way too smart for that. I understand how this whole shit worked. Now I got to stay here and make you uncomfortable. You got to be uncomfortable. And we're going to figure out this policy. That's what we're going to do. Because you're not going to play in my face. I'm sorry. I'm not the person to play. You're not going to play in my face. I'm way too petty for that. Which is part of the reason why I'm still talking about it right now. But I've, like, to this point, man, the Google review was lit. The Yelp review was lit. The message that was sent to them was lit. You got to deal with it. It's way too many details in here for you to pretend like ain't none of this stuff actually happening. Yeah, well, yes, it's happening. It's going down. This is what's been happening. What you can't do is just tell me that, just any old thing. I'm not an any tell me any old thing type person. I need some answers that make sense. Otherwise, I'm going to keep pressing you. I'm going to keep pressing you in a real corporate way. As a business owner, I understand. I know how to do that. But you got to make it make sense to me, because if you can't, and if you don't, now I got a problem. Come on, somebody, help me figure this out. Because it don't look right. And maybe you're not being racist, but it don't look like. It just kind of, it look like it. I don't understand this. Maybe I look like somebody that you don't like, which is fine. I've been told that before, and it's okay. It's quite all right. But what you're not getting ready to do, when I tell you it looks bad, then you're going to come up and try to lie to me about, oh, well, you know what? Those people started with more than four people, and then they dropped down to two. This is what you're saying, Cassie with a K? This is what you're going to tell me? Cassie with a K that. Somebody done got up early on Saturday morning, went to the bowling alley, bowled one game, and then left before I got there. With these other people. They decided to abandon their friends. Come on, man. That's disrespectful that you think you could just tell me anything. But you look at me unshaven with my hat on backwards. Without the glasses. Without bowling stuff on. Come on, man. Let's not do this. Figure it out. Give me a pair when a pair becomes available. Do you know when they called me back up there and 10 minutes later? And here's the problem. I'm at the point where I shouldn't, where we should not spend money at that place. We were at that point where it was, it felt a certain way to continue to spend money at this place, at Fun Bowl of Henry County. They called me back up there. And you know, after we told them, what up, Darren? They told me, well, we got a fourth bowler. We found a fourth bowler. The young boy wanted to bowl with us, so we was like, cool, you can bowl with us, buddy. Hey, now we got four, and we would like a pair. We have satisfied all of the requirements that you required of me to get a pair that you did not require of them. Poochie and Henny in second place didn't have to have four. T-Bone and Bear, the two white dudes, didn't have to have four. Tim and OAS didn't have to have four. Ethel Sue, I'm going to just call her Ethel Sue. They put ES up there for sure. They didn't need to have four. Big Jason did. I needed to find four. I needed to go hustle up a fourth bowler. And I'm like, why is this so hard? Why is this so difficult? Is it your policy that bowlers or people that's bowling would need to wear bowling shoes? Or is that just preference based on who it is? Because there was a, they put 5'9" bowlers right next to us, kids and everything. And they out there bowling in Uggs and New Balances and Crocs in sport mode. But I'm almost willing to guarantee if your boy was out there in some Nikes or in some Timbos, you would need to get some bowling shoes. That'd be $4.95 for you to rent some bowling shoes. Come on, man. Let's not do this. You're not getting ready to treat me different than these other people. And then expect for me to just be cool with it and not say nothing, not call you on it, not press you on it. Because you might not be being racist, but it feel like it. I'm sorry. It's what I felt. It's how I felt. The part that was disappointing is that Amy Jones and them sat back there. And there was a guy, his last name was Washington. Don't remember his first name. He had on the back of his bowling shirt. Washington had every intention by himself to get two lanes. But he couldn't because we were still there. And what Washington did, I'm almost willing to bet that Washington bowls more than just two games when he bowls after youth league. But they gave him one lane. Because he was by himself. You had to uphold. Washington was a black dude. He got to uphold your policy when you hold it up in my face. Because if you don't, she know I ain't had no problem with saying anything that I needed to say. That's bad. That's bad. That's, you know... I don't have a problem with never ever going back to a place again. Like, if it ain't right, it ain't right. I sent them a message, they ain't responded, and that's fine. They don't have to. I said what I said, I don't have to go back over there. I would drive an hour before I go step foot in that place again. I don't give a damn who gonna be up in there. They be like, Jesus Christ gonna be up in there on Friday. I was like, well, I'll wait till you come out on Saturday. I'll catch you by the next bowling alley. I'm sorry, Jesus. I have to catch you the next time. Don't leave without me. But what I'm not getting ready to do is be up in here and spend my money, in any more money, any place where I felt like I felt during that transaction. not going to be able to do it. In the words of the great Jalen Rose, we just can't do that. Like, that don't make sense to me. I'm sorry. We just not going to be able to do it again. It was disappointing that when we were leaving, there was about 30 black people on the way in. They were way past their quota. It was ridiculous. But they turned the lights off, so it was all right. That's wild. That's wild. Like, it was real disrespectful. I ain't like none of it. But I don't mind talking about it. Like I said, when I tell you, I don't mind talking about it because in the moment, it was real disappointing. I done had time to process how I felt about it and whatnot. And it don't make it cool. I ain't happy about it, but at the same time, it's just kind of what it is. People still do what people do when they feel like they have an opportunity to do it. It's cool. Amy Jones, look, I posted it on Facebook, and here's the problem. Amy Jones got a reputation. I didn't know it at the time. I just know what it felt like. I ain't putting with nobody said out in them streets. But Amy Jones got a reputation. Cassie with a K, KK Cassie. She was out there representing too. She said Amy Jones was general manager because I needed to speak to somebody else. All right. Bet. That's cool. You know, another thing that's cool. I saw something that was cool right before I'm about to get to the Super Bowl. I saw something cool where in the South Carolina women's basketball game versus Ole Miss, a lady got her wig stepped on and it got pulled off. And in a show of unity for both teams, they crowded around her and allowed her to slide her hair back on. He was able to slide her hair back on so that it wouldn't be embarrassing, so she wouldn't get up looking like Kawhi. Man, that was a great show of sportswomanship that they allowed that to happen. They covered her up. Now, I do remember when LeBron little piece was flying up a little bit, AD was the only one like, hey, Bron, you gotta push it down. Push your piece down, cuz. And he was still on the side, like, look at him. While LeBron is still have, like, LeBron little part was flapping up. Hey, push it back down, buddy. You gotta smash it down. You've been sweating too hard. Somebody fouled you right on your line and made your hair go up. Come on, bro. But when old girl got that wig stepped on and the lady slid it off her head, it was an accident. It was an accident. I get it. But, hey, man. Hey, that was a great show of sportswomanship. I was proud of that. But now, you know what? Let me get to the Super Bowl right quick. Let me get to the Super Bowl. I know a lot of people watched. The game started off. The commercials started off. There was one preview that I did want to see, The Quiet Place. I did want to see The Quiet Place, the prequel. That looked like it was going to be straight. Outside of that, I heard the Kia commercial getting a whole bunch of, what up, Tian? The Kia commercial getting a whole bunch of props for it being like a heart-wrenching commercial. The Christopher Walken commercial that Usher was in, that one actually made me laugh a little bit because I know when people try to do the Christopher Walken impersonation. Like, that is funny. And to see everybody doing it while he was walking around. All right. hilarious to me. The commercials, plural, that I was tripping on was Temu. Y'all folks been out here representing this Temu like a mug. Like, I got the app. Had the app. I had the Temu app, but they sent me too many notifications. Talking about I qualified for XYZ. I bought one thing off of there, and I was like, wait a minute, this don't work. And what you're not getting ready to do is get any more of my... You're not going to get another $8 up out of me. I'm sorry, and it took too long. Actually, I ordered something. I don't even know if I got it. I don't remember. It might be on one of them boats that's still out in the ocean somewhere. That made me mad. They're talking about I qualify for this and qualify for that, and you've been picked. And come on, man, just go ahead and buy this one more thing. Timu been tearing y'all asses up. Look, they had 8 commercials. When you look up, you know how much a commercial costs to be played during the Super Bowl, and they got 8 of them. They got y'all out here shopping like a billionaire for real. Y'all out here representing. Carla says she did not laugh one time at any commercial. Yeah, the Christopher Walken one got me. But then, this was my problem when I saw that Christopher Walken commercial. Usher had on something like the same outfit that he came out in. I was like, I know Usher ain't about to come out here with gloves on. Why is Usher in the restaurant with gloves on and the baby cape and the too short blazer? This is crazy. And sure enough, I sent that in our fellas group text. Came out with that same little outfit. I think the top that he had on was a little bit more glittery. It was a little bit more glittery than what was in the commercial. He had to save that one. He couldn't wear that one twice. But before I go on, let me just say congratulations to the Chiefs. Y'all did that thing. It was a good end of the game. First part of the game was, like, damn. Like, I don't want to miss nothing just in case something happened. But I had a feeling that it was going to be a weird game just based on how these two teams were built. But now I got to get to this halftime performance. I listen to a few sports talk shows. And it makes me mad when people talk about things that they don't necessarily care about in a way that, like, if I was to get on here and the roast Lady Gaga and talk about, well, you know, this, if you've seen, and I'm about to use somebody whack. Hey, Lady Gaga's Super Bowl halftime performance is nowhere near the caliber of R. Kelly's concert. When you put something like that out there, there was a guy on the radio said his wife was like, my wife said Taylor Swift's 3-hour concert is way better than this, you know, the Usher's 10-minute melody. I was like, that's real disrespectful. Usually, even if she said that at home, don't say that on air. Both of y'all raggedy for that. It ain't the same thing. You can't even compare it. I saw Usher when I was living in South Korea. I saw Usher when I was living in South Korea, and he did a concert. It was pretty tame. He wasn't taking no shirt off over there. They probably had in the contract. Hey, leave your shirt on. He had on one of those G-Unit beaters. It was hilarious. But fam performance was straight. Like, it wasn't nothing wrong with it. When they got done, they was like, this is one of the top ones. He did that thing. Nobody was mad at it. Now, I did have some questions about that wave he did. I didn't know about that. Like, that was, the wave the wave he did when the stage turned orange and he was like, it was real dislike. Why? Why is it dislike? What is happening here? Chill, Usher. See, my wife thought I was being funny when I was talking about his wave, and it was like, wait, what's wrong with it? You ain't, baby, did you not see the wave? Like, that wasn't no regular, hey, it wasn't no regular thank you. Like, everybody's like, hey, when you wave to the crowd, you just, as the man's wave, all right, guys, just throw your hand up. What you're not going to do when it's way too much palm, and your palm is past 45 degrees, this is bad. Well, I am not going to say it's bad, but it's like, hey, what you doing, bro? Hey, what you doing? I guess it's all... Usher? I mean, you did go to Diddy's fun camp or whatever, but, you know, come on, man. Let's not do this. I did want to touch on one thing. And you know, before I do that, I still want to talk about this other thing. And so, when Alicia Keys, he went to the Alicia Keys part. Y'all already know. You go to the Alicia Keys part, and this is Usher is out here trolling, and I understand it. And yes, I know that 95% of it, 99% of it is rehearsed. This ain't their first time being on stage together. They know what it looked like. This ain't their first time being on stage together since her and Swiss Beats been together. The residency in Vegas became a thing where True Player For Real, Leave Your Girl Around Me. Yeah. This is what he do. This is how he get down. The residency, like, hey, don't leave your girl around me. I'ma sing to her. I'ma get real close to her. There was a disclaimer before. And so I knew it was going to be some questionable hand placement going on. See, I talked about Keke Palmer when she went over there and hugged Usher. And I was like, look, anytime you hug a dude and your arms go around his neck and you touch your elbow, you touch your other elbow, that is a hug. Y'all hugging. If your left hand touch your right elbow while you hugging or the other way around, that's a hug. Now, let's not play like we don't know what that look like. All the dudes that's gotten hugs like that, that's a full body special. Now, we fast forward to last night. Usher did a little from the camera. I know he didn't touch her booty right then. He did a little, I'm going to just go around it like, yeah, she thick. You see it? Y'all see the thick. Cool. Thick. These kids out here looking good. And it was all fine and dandy. I was still like, oh, yeah, look at him go. Usher doing this thing. And then when he hugged her from the back and they both their eyes were closed, I was like, damn. Ah, damn. Let's get a little frisky out here. Listen, I'm just go ahead and let you know. Yeah, appreciate that fire, J-Doc. If your girl get hugged from the back and she close her eyes and her head is back like this, you about to have some issues. I don't care who do it. It's going to be some issues. Now, I get it. Swiss Beats was like, you know what? Y'all paying attention to the wrong things. And he put the picture where they standing kind of side by side, a little offset. Hey, J-Dog said that she done felt that meat. And she was ready to get it. Swiss Beats posted a picture where they was kind of all sitting from each other. The other picture, the screenshot that everybody got, is the double arm hug with the meat press. That's the picture that he's not gonna post talking about it was a great performance. That double arm, and she holding on to his arm, but he got it with both arms, and he got the meat press, a little yak it. Hey man, y'all, first of all, that gotta be signed off on twice. Cause we can't be doing this. There's a whole lot of people. And so I think when these type of conversations come up, there's a lot of folks that's like, what up, T3? There's a lot of folks that had these conversations and they're looking at it like, oh, somebody should be mad. And in reality, the thought process is, if this was my girl, if this was my wife, I don't care who it is. If somebody got you with a double arm with the meat press, they better be robbing you. Cause this ain't gonna happen. J-Dawg said, hey, she got cussed all the way out when she got home. We won't see her for a month or two. I mean, next time we see her, she gonna be wearing sunglasses. It's gonna be dark outside. Look, you let another man meat press your woman, that's crazy. I'm just saying, like, the double arm meat press is crazy. We can't have, like, there's multiple infractions going on right there. And when you see it, you know what it looked like. You know what infractions look like. When Keke Palmer hugging her hand touching her elbows, that's an infraction. That's too much body contact all up and through there. Dudes watch that. Girls be like, if it's a woman, and it's a woman that's committing the infractions or allowing infractions to take place, they like, oh, that's just entertainment. Yeah, it's just entertainment for you. But when the dudes be like, yeah, I see you, Alicia. Yeah, hey, glad that residency, look, that tour is about to be pushed back a couple weeks. All his skates gonna be loose. Listen, he gonna fall. It's gonna be over with. He gonna have one of them roll bounce falls. And the winner is Sweetness. Like, no, listen, I'm gonna have to see Usher. And it's bad. It's bad because you don't want to come off. See, this is what people not realize. Swiss Beats couldn't act a fool like Keke Palmer did. He can't do that. Because Keke Palmer he was looking like a real simp. And when you go out and you start looking like a real simp, even if, because Keke Palmer lied about what he was mad about. He was talking about an outfit. You can't be mad about the outfit. You got to be mad about the hug. You got to be mad about the full body contact with the meat press. The butt nakedness was just a little bit of, that's a little bit of seasoning on it. that part is crazy. But last night, yeah, it was a whole lot of trolling going on because they knew it was going to get talked about. Now, I don't know if the double arm back hug, that's out of pocket. The little silhouette in the body, that's part of the show. I get it. That's part of the show. My wife do ballroom. Well, she did. She taught ballroom dancing. And when she was, she taught ballroom dancing. And when she finished, like when she competed, I was like, hey, them hands, yeah, keep them hands. Buddy better keep them hands in place. Like, I don't mind you dancing as long as them hands stay where they supposed to be. T3, just to answer your question real quick, I'm going to get off topic for a second. I just got it. So, yeah, I've been throwing it consistently. But, yeah, like, this is the reality of the situation. Like, yeah, Swiss Beats couldn't act a fool about it. Well, he couldn't say, I didn't like that. He could have. We all saying it for him. All the husbands was looking like, that's a little bit too frisky. He a little way too frisky. I mean, we don't know about all of that, but it's all in the eyes of the beholder. And everybody acted a fool when Chance the Rapper was all out in Jamaica getting his pelvic thrust on, getting his Bobby Brown on with our girl on the beach. They was like, you should leave him. Look at him. Thrusting on that girl in the beach. Look at him. Come on, man. Let's be real. They don't like Chance the Rapper in that way so that they can make concessions for this. They're not gonna say, oh, he just dancing, because that's how they dance over in Jamaica, over in the islands. Cold Fanatic, what up though? Like when you oh, he just in the islands, that's how they dance over there. No. I can't get away with that. Let me go to the islands and let one of them big booty Jamaican girls be whining on me, and I'm like, dude, boom, boom, boom. My wife probably gonna try to go upside my head, and I'm be like, yo, I'm just dancing, I'm gonna come back with you. That ain't gonna work. I know it ain't gonna work. I ain't even gonna try it. I know it's not gonna work. Come on now. Beyonce straddled Terrence Howard, but Terrence Howard was no threat. Jay-Z knew if anything happened, he would beat up. He would beat up Terrence Howard. Hey man, I didn't even get hard, man. I don't even like girls, man. That's crazy, man. I'm usually dating white girls, man. Cause I, you know, outside of Cookie, I was looking for my bottom girl, man. You know. Man, let's not do this. But they all you gonna make the concessions for the people that you like. Look, he made it through. I know he was scared. He had to have been scared. Like, hold on now, don't do too much. He sat there for a while. He couldn't stand up right away. It was going to be an issue. You out there pitching the tent. You pitch the tent, it's a wrap. You better put a cup on, fam. This is what we not doing, but that's part of the double standard, is that there are some people that can get away with it, and there are some people that can't. There's some people that they'll let ride and say, hey, this is just entertainment. They was just acting. This is just for the show. Yeah. Look, I've done relationship shows back in the day in which I've had some winners on the show. Like, my wife asked how I found them, and I was like, I didn't just get anybody. I was getting girls that I felt like was out here dating. They wasn't ugly. But I had to be real judicious with the stuff that I said. I had to make sure that I wasn't hitting with no overly aggressive, it wasn't going to be no overly aggressive flirting or anything like that. I couldn't give off no inclination that there was a shot at me. Now, my co-host, he was a single dude. He could have done whatever. As long as he closed the deal. Don't be out here not closing the deal. Now this is perfectly, these are all alley-oops for him. These are all alley-oops. But the thing was, I couldn't give off that inclination. I couldn't playfully flirt. Like, I was sitting up there and I'm talking about, we was having a dialogue. It was a battle of the sexes type conversation. And the one girl that was sitting next to me, she laughed and hit my thigh. And I almost lost it. Whoa! Hold on. I hope didn't nobody see that. That was on air. Like, you did that on air. Like, hold on. Chill, fam. You trying to get me in trouble. Touching my thigh. Single J would have been all over that. Mary J got to be like, don't be touching my thigh. You trying to get me in trouble. That's one thing. But also, dudes can be like, ha, 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 oh, let me touch on that thigh. But then you'd be pervy. You'd be out here shooting your shot. That's what it looked like. I can't have it look like that. I know. Because I'd be, look, I'm telling you, when I was watching my wife dance, I didn't care who she was dancing with. Them hands and them pelvics needed to be in their respective places. That's what I'm going to say. The hands needed to be a small of the back in her hand. Hey, Carly, it took me by surprise. Carly, talking about you were scared, huh? It caught me by surprise. You know, when a girl touch your thigh, you know what they're trying to say. You know what that means. Hey, girls, they just out here touching thighs. It's close to the meat. I'm like, hey, you better chill, girl. You out here getting a little familiar. Ain't nobody say nothing about it, so we just kind of let it roll. But yeah, we ain't doing that. The double standard is I can't do it. I know I can't do it. I'm not getting ready to even pretend like I can or I'm gonna try. I did want to touch on one last double standard. It kind of pissed me off too. During the game yesterday, Travis Kelce ran into his coach. He was pissed off. Ran into his coach, pissed off, bumped him, boom. Bumped that old man. Bow, Andy Reid. Andy Reid almost fell over. And they just kind of glossed over. Look at him. Look at him. He's passionate. He wanted to tell him, don't take me out the game, coach. This is what makes Travis Kelce a great player. Because he's passionate. Look at him. First of all, chill. Because here's what I know. Anytime Terrell Owens crunched his eyebrows, raised his voice, or said anything, they was all over. It was all over. Look at him. Odell Beckham kicked the kicking thing or knocked over the kicking net. Look at him. He's a bad teammate. Tom Brady do it. Look at that firing. He just loved the game. Tom Brady over there cussing out his offensive coordinator. Oh, he's a Hall of Famer. So he should be able to do those things. It's a double standard. I know that there's things, and so that there's national report and national media talking about, well, Travis Kelce is going to be a Hall of Famer. He's probably one of the best tight ends to ever do it. He should be able to bump his coach and knock him over and tell him, hey, I should stay in the game. What? What did you just say? So you cool with that? So if you good, you could just run into your coach and almost knock him over. If you good and YT, you can just do these things and it's cool. But any of those other guys who are passionate about the game, who yell and that kind of look like me. They bad teammates. They tearing the team apart. I went back and listened to a Skip Bayless was talking about, this was 2016. Skip Bayless was talking about Terrell Owens. And he was like, Terrell Owens shouldn't be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He shouldn't be a second ballot Hall of Famer. He shouldn't be a third ballot Hall of Famer. He should not be in the Hall of Fame at all. Why? Because he was yelling at his coach. He was talking about personal stuff about Jeff Garcia. He was doing all of these things. And I was just like, Man, you said a whole bunch of stuff that Travis Kelce been doing recently. Maybe I missed something. Now, I do understand. I do understand a certain level of privilege. And I'll tell you my story where I had a certain level of privilege. When I was living in South Korea, I played basketball with the Army team on the Yongsan base. I shouldn't have been playing. I've never been in the military, but they allowed me to play and practice with the team. And I was one of the better players on the team. We were in practice one night and we was doing this drill. Now the drill was pretty hard. A captain in the military was on the team, but he was not very good. But he outranked everybody else that was on the team, even the coach. In the military, they don't care about basketball. If you still in the military, whether you hooping or not. And so the captain, I don't want to say his name, but the captain was messing up the drill. And he messed up twice. And the second time he messed up, he kicked the ball. He lost it. Kicked the ball across the gym. And I was, dang, this is about to sound bad. I went over there and I slapped him on the backside. I slapped his ass hard. Bow! Come on, buddy. Get it together. Let's go, man. And I was just trying to motivate him. But I got him pretty good. Like I'm talking about, it was a good one. But I was just trying to motivate him. Man, when the coach was taking me back to the gate, he was like, "Hey, Jason, man, you know, you can't be putting your hands on a captain like that. Man, you could have got kicked off the team." And I looked at him, I was like, "Wait, I was just trying to motivate him, man. I didn't mean nothing by it. I didn't mean no harm by it. For real? Like he got mad." He was like, "Nah, man. It's just, I mean, you're a civilian, and you know all of these subservient military personnel. They gotta do what he say. Like any one of them done that to him, they would have got court martialed. They'd be in trouble. They'd probably be doing push-ups for a week." And I'm like, "Oh, damn." Yeah, he's like, "So yeah, you gotta go apologize." And I was looking like, "All right, I understand. I'm gonna apologize because I didn't know. I knew he was a captain, but I didn't understand how it worked because I'm a civilian. Like, we just hooping. I don't want you to lose your cool, because if you lose your cool during practice while we're running a drill and you out here, you got control over the button. At least one of the buttons. You supposed to be protecting me. I need to make sure that you're able to keep your cool when this shit matters. Like, hooping don't matter worth a damn. But y'all out here with pistols and stuff, and you out here protecting us. Come on, man. Like, we were way too close to Kim Jong-il for you to be losing your cool. This is the daddy, not the son. This is the daddy. The daddy was super crazy. When the son, crazy too, but not ass. And so I went in and I apologized to him the next practice. And I was like, "Hey, Cap, man, I'm sorry for slapping you on the ass so hard, buddy. Like, I was just trying to motivate you, man, because I understand, like, it can be frustrating to mess up a drill. But I need you to understand, like, we all got your back, bro. Like, we all got your back. And we need you to know, like, we want you to keep it together. So, because we all got your back. Ain't nobody tripping because you messed up a drill. But I got your back." He was like, "Yeah, I understand, man. It's cool. It's not a problem. But I did have to explain to my wife why I had a handprint on my ass." I was like, That's my bad. That's my bad. Dude, you need to call her. I'll tell her. It was me. It was me. And I explained to her what happened. But that's my bad, man. I ain't gonna do it again. But dude was cool about it. Dude was real cool about it. But I didn't get in trouble. I didn't get in trouble. It couldn't make me do push-ups. He kicked me off the team. But he knew where I was coming from. I explained to him where I was coming from, and everything was cool. But the I was trying to motivate him. I didn't run down on him or nothing like that. Like, you run down on your coach. You out here wild. This is a bad look. Because I know what it looked like if Tyreek Hill 2 years ago would have ran down on he probably wouldn't have been able to knock Andy Reid off balance just by running into him. But it would have been a bad look. They would have been talking about him different. They were trying to make a big deal out of Rasheed Rice talking to Patrick Mahomes. Like, look at him. Talking about how he was open. It'd be like that sometimes, yo. That's crazy. I'm going to talk to y'all about something else that's crazy next week when I talk about these cashierless stores that be in, like, in airports and their train stations. That's cashierless stores is wild. But until next time, good people, if you see that disclaimer and Usher is around, hide your wife, hide your girlfriend. Be a true player for real. Y'all be safe out in these streets. Hey, look, before y'all get out of here, this show was brought to you in part by the 710 Print Shop. Go ahead and order any of your custom shirts from the 710 Print Shop. That's www.THE710PRINTSHOP. Our Stand Responsibly shirt should be on the website. Also, we got the Shogun Strike Academy shirt that it helps people average go up like 5-6 pins when they wear it. It's crazy. Check it out. That's 710 Print Shop. That's the Shogun Strike Academy shirt. It be working. It's crazy. www.THE710PRINTSHOP.com. And if you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the... Put it up. Anywhere where you listen to your podcast, subscribe to the podcast. Go ahead and rate 5 stars. We greatly appreciate it. It helps us out a ton. And until next time, good people, y'all stay safe out in these streets. I'm out. Beep. Boop. Yeah, I'm going to end that live. Hey, so Buddy asked me about...